I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. The Denver Metro Chamber of Commerce wants to take a transportation tax increase to voters this fall, but as 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland reports, legislative leaders are mixed on the issue.
Republican Senate President Kevin Grantham supported a bipartisan sales tax increase for roads during the last legislative session. It ultimately failed at the State House. And he doesn't think voters would pass a ballot initiative filed by the chamber because the polling is too low.
I think the chamber's ballot measure is doomed to fail. And I think there may have been a window last year if that was the route that was going to happen.
The GOP is backing a separate bill this session to issue bonds for transportation infrastructure and put $300 million each year from the budget to pay them off. Democratic Speaker of the House Crisanta Duran wouldn't say if she supports the initiatives, adding only that she's glad voters may have a chance to weigh in on the issue.
For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
A student at Widefield High School has been arrested on suspicion of threatening his school and three staff members. The Colorado Springs Gazette reports deputies made the arrest yesterday after the El Paso County Sheriff's Department determined the threat was credible. Meantime, the paper reports safety initiatives at Pikes Peak area schools are being reinforced with some measures in the works prior to the February 14 shooting in Florida. This is 91.5 KRCC News.